I've never met a better group of boys in my life.
Can you cure loneliness?
Loneliness.
Can you cure deep down, black bottom of the well, no hope, end of the world? What's the use, loneliness?
Minefield Season 4, talking about Bigfoot, UFOs, true crime.
To the Minefield Podcast, the number one meditation, true crime, UFO debunking, Sasquatch pre-monking. Here's your host, Will.
Welcome to the international sensation, the Minefield MF23 Podcast. Welcome aboard.
So my buddy Adam just destroyed the bar for throwing a birthday party for your wife. He gathered all of us together and organized a trip to New Orleans. He loves New Orleans. She loves New Orleans. I mean, he was just the husband who organized the trip. It was five or six couples. I mean, it was a big, ordeal. The husband who organized it was just big dogging it all weekend. Just big dogging. Just a series of private tables and functions and little, like, backhanded, like, handshakes to maitre d's and functions and pre-parties and cars picking us up. I mean, it was crazy. He got tables at her favorite places. He got a second line band to just follow us throughout the city the whole weekend.
This is a great couple. This is close friends of ours. The husband's a very generous, social, extroverted guy, and the birthday girl is worth any amount of preparation and thought put into a birthday party. So she's a little angel, and they both love New Orleans, and so this is just perfect. Everything about it was perfect. Plus, the husband is also celebrating because he recently won a big trial, didn't make a dime off of it, but it was a big-time moral victory. He represented some kid who burst his eardrum at an airsoft pellet tournament. They didn't win a dime, but it was a real moral victory, and the owner of the place admitted that it was a mistake, that he didn't provide, you know, ear protection to his customers, and this guy got him to admit to that in front of a group of people.
So we arranged for grandparents and aunts and uncles to take care of our young son. We made the arrangements for him to be taken care of. He continued with his studies while we were gone and didn't miss a fencing lesson or a session with his violin instructor while we were gone. So we get there. We fly from Atlanta to New Orleans, get off the plane.
Welcome to the Big Easy. Welcome to New Orleans, where America comes to urinate.
Just the grown-ups, no kids in sight.
Thank you for flying Frontier Airlines. We hope you enjoyed your flight. Please delete all footage of both fist fights before you depart. We apologize if you were injured during today's flight.
So we drop our stuff off at the beautiful St. Vincent, and it's a cool old hotel. Just like everything else, it was very cool, very old, really pretty. We had reservations, though, so we had to hurry over to the New Orleans Institution, the 100-year-old restaurant on Bourbon Street, Galatoire's. The restaurant was beautiful. The food was incredible. The setting, everything was perfect. And then a second line quartet walked through the restaurant and serenaded the birthday girl.
Yeah.
So we spent the next morning walking around the Garden District, having breakfast, brunch, shopping. I don't know why I said shopping. I definitely didn't go shopping. But then we went to Preservation Hall, the music venue, the old music venue, to hear the house band. My friend, the husband in this relationship, arranged for a pre-show party for the 10 of us at Preservation Hall with just an oyster roast and an open bar. And it was just the 10 of us, for just us. So we're hanging out by ourselves in this beautiful little alley tucked away behind the sort of courtyard. It's not an alley. It's a courtyard tucked away behind the venue, eating and drinking. And then we go into the concert, and it's amazing, and it's a legendary experience, bucket list sort of venue for music lovers. The house band is incredible. And then, of course, at the end of the show, the band leader goes, and we do have a special birthday girl in the crowd. And I'm thinking to myself, this mother thought of everything, didn't he? He even thought of this. And so then the Preservation Hall played them a played her a round of Preservation Hall happy birthday song, and of course was 10 times better than any regular birthday party song, any regular birthday song. At the end of the concert, we went into a little area behind the courtyard, and my buddy paid two turkey vultures to fight each other to the death for our entertainment. I mean, he thought of everything. It was incredible. So we went to the bars after dinner, ended up at the piano bar, and then just sort of walked through the quarter. Explored, checked it out. And, you know, the quarter's a wild place. It's very unusual. And I stopped drinking alcohol years ago. So the only place I visited more than once in the quarter the whole weekend was the Crystals. And they also had frozen drinks, margaritas or daiquiris or whatever, for sale at Crystal. I didn't try one, but I definitely had a few chili cheese puffs and Crystals and things like that. But it's just a wild amalgam of so much going on. Just people playing bucket drums, you know, bikers blasting hip-hop music, girls dancing and DJs, like, performing in the street, guys with snakes. There were guys with snakes that just walked around and were like, hey, you want to take a picture with this snake, with this huge, pale yellow python? Disgusting thing, by the way. Just walking around, you want to take a picture with this? I saw nine snakes in the quarter. The guys holding them. The guys look like Lil Wayne, too. It wasn't who you expect. It didn't look like Chris Stapleton. It looked like Lil Wayne. And then, of course, there was this.
He was so obedient and without sin that he was so obedient he even died. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The Bible says to seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Did you not know that wrongdoers will not enter the kingdom of God? If you were alive, cheated, or anything else.
Now, because I am a narcissist, I make everything I encounter in the world about me. So we had this great trip. It was so much fun. Couple, adult, you know, all adults, no kids, amazing trip to New Orleans. But of course, throughout the entire weekend, I'm just thinking, I never have done anything like this for my wife. And I know that she's not going to say it to me, but it's got to be something she's thinking about. Or not thinking about, but she's at least thought it. Once, even if she thought it once, she at some point in that trip went, well, this would never happen for me. And like I said, I'm a narcissist, so I filter everything through the lens of me, 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 me. Which leads me to my next question. Can you help me plan my wife's next birthday? It's coming up in a couple weeks, and I'm freaking out. I literally fumbled every birthday party and every birthday gift I've ever given her. We've been married for 42 years, okay?
It was a great trip, though. I wanted to tell you about it. I didn't even get a chance to really get into any UFO hunting. I did a lot of UFO pre-bunking. A couple of times while we were walking, someone said, "They're following us," and pointed up to the sky. And in both cases, a drone was actually following that person. They happened to be schizophrenic, but there was actually a drone following them. So I pre-bunked them as non-UFO, as identifiable. And they were drones. So we did a little pre-bunking, but we didn't really get nothing to show for any hunting that we did. Now, I know other people have had sightings in New Orleans. Not a lot, though. I mean, as you can imagine, there's a lot of other stuff going on in New Orleans, and especially in the quarter, I can't imagine being able to see the sky. But maybe you can. I can't remember that part from being there. It certainly doesn't draw your eye up. Everything is happening like around you. The snakes, huge yellow snakes and stuff, that tends to draw the eye, I've heard, and I've experienced. But when you look at New Fork, see, I use New Fork. It's the National UFO Reporting Center. It's a research organization, and you can go on there and look on very, very easily, NUFORC.org. You can go to the data center and search by state. You can look at sightings, and you can see that Louisiana tends to have a lot more sightings out away from New Orleans than it does in New Orleans. And every once in a while, you'll come across a good one. So one in New Orleans is two bright, unblinking white objects flying toward me, went up, banking together, then phased out, followed by two smaller lights on horizon. Like, it just sounds like drone, plane, helicopter. There, debunked.
Debunked.
New Orleans, triangle shape. That's it. Dry Prong, Louisiana. The only note here is from November 30th of 2023. The note just says, "In my video, an object in the backyard," and then there's no video. So here's another favorite one from around that same time, October 29th last year, 2023, in Egan, EGAN, Louisiana. The description says, "Appears to be an alien. I took pictures in the sky." And then when you click on it, there's a very, very, very close-up picture of what appears to be like a toy alien, like a plastic toy alien with like the gray head, you know, the large black eyes. And it's just a very, very low quality image. The duration, he says, the author, a lot of times you'll notice that I do give these characters writing into the National UFO Reporting Center with their UFO report, with their UFO sightings, that I tend to make them male. I tend to make them male when I'm reading their descriptions. And I think that I'm right almost 100% of the time, let's be honest. These are all dudes. These are all guys. Here's the characteristics. Details. Location above my father's residence, located at address. Just address. First of all, I mean, he actually gives the address, the mailing address. So anyway, characteristics, lights on an object. Aura or haze around object. Appears to be an alien. I took pictures of the sky. Quote, "This is not a hoax. I would never report something fake," with 4 exclamation marks. So
I would never report something fake.
"I was sitting in my SUV at 8:12 p.m. on October 29th, 2023. I noticed this light in the sky and it was moving. It was circular and moving around. I thought, oh, it's probably a satellite. So I used my iPhone 14 Pro Max and zoomed in 15 times. Bing! And took some rather unusual photos. Some were taken with flash off and some were taken with it on. I noticed when the flash was on and I was snapping pics, the object got closer to me. It looks like an alien being born. Not sure about the man's face, but that was taken at one point aiming right at the object. I put a few pics on a UFO Facebook group and people were making fun of them. I took them down. I did not alter these photos at all. I would take a lie detector test to prove it. I'm baffled as to what this is and what it means. Any thoughts? 3 question marks. I actually got scared and ran inside the house. I watched and took pics from 8:12 p.m. to 10:55 p.m.
All right. See you tomorrow night. Thanks, guys. Remember, April 1st is April Fool's Day. So reach out to a fool in your life and celebrate them on April 1st. You're leaving the minefield. Bye-bye.
Somebody told me
to throw tranquilizers and they turn them into a powder and you fucking snort them.
Jesus Christ, and you so cap.
Minefield Season 4. Talking about Bigfoot, UFOs, true crime, meditation.
You believe that the square root of 2 is the square root of 2. I want y'all to take out your phone for a minute then. We're going to do one thing. Put it on the calculator and turn it to the side so you can get all the long numbers out of it. Now I want you to put in 2 and square root it. 2, hit the square root. You'll get 1.414213562373095... ... right? Now I want you guys to do me a favor. Cube it. It'll see right over there. It'll be X to the 3. It'll see 2.828427121. 2174619. Now that makes sense. Prestige. I want you guys to do me a favor.
An international influence.